You know, I read your paper on the, you know, a different shift method of assessing COVID-19 growth in Illinois, and I got to say I was interested. A lot of the times for, you know, a lot of these daily updates from health departments and media outlets and whatnot, you see basically you post the numbers, right? Like there's X amount of cases, it's X more than yesterday, or you might see something in terms of percentage, like it's up 2% from yesterday, but you talked about a different way of measuring that. Can you just kind of give the basic overview?
Yeah, sure. The first thing to realize is that this methodology is good for comparing two regions, for example, two counties, two cities, and so on. So it's nothing to do with us thinking in terms of measuring changes, you know, from one day to the next in Peoria County, for example. So if you want to compare Peoria, which is a metro county, with Cook County, then this method would give you more information than just using absolute number in terms of changes or percentage changes, because those measures are really, you know, questionable in a sense that, you know, if you use an absolute number to compare changes between two geographies, then it's going to be, you know, looking back for a larger region. And if you use the percentage change, then it's going to look back for the smaller region. So if you want to compare two counties, then the best method would be the method that I outlined in the paper, and that's the mid-shift method.
Right. So just talk a little bit about the results here. So you looked basically at a 2-week period, June 1st to June 14th, and you just looked at basically COVID-19 numbers broken down by county over that time, and you kind of had a split between the metro regions as defined by the census, you know, such as Peoria and the Chicago metro, Rockford metro, for instance, versus some of the non-metro areas. And if you could just talk a little bit about some of the trends you observed doing that.
Okay, so again, the data are for the 2-week period, from June 1 to June 14th. And the method, what it does is it calculates a regional growth rate. For example, you know, if you're thinking in terms of metro region or a non-metro region, so we have 41 counties in the metro region, 61 in non-metro. So we come up with growth, which is the benchmark for the region, and then apply that growth to existing COVID numbers in a metro county, for example, to come up with an expected number of COVID-19 cases. Then we compare the actual number of cases, and then we say, okay, the deviation is good or bad. Now, if you look at the paper, and if you look at Cook County, the change is positive in a sense that, you know, the expected value is much higher than the actual number of cases that were present during those 2-week period. But if you look at Peoria, it's bad in a sense that, you know, the actual number of cases exceeded expectations.
Absolutely. So just looking at it from using this organizational method for the data and this method of comparison, then, I mean, looking, you talk about looking at it from the perspective of economic development. I guess my question would be, from both economic development and from a health perspective, how can looking at the data or studying the data this way perhaps be beneficial?
If you just compare, say again, Peoria and Cook, and then say, okay, Peoria, the change was only 8% in number of cases, Cook County was only 8% in terms of number of cases, but Peoria registered a 61% increase in number of cases during those 2-week period, then, you know, people may feel like, okay, Peoria is really not doing that good. But if you think in terms of net shifts, it means we are really benchmarking Peoria with the metro region's growth. Then we can actually say, okay, the daily average growth rate for Peoria is roughly 3%, which is not that bad. Because if you look at the number of days that we have been fighting the virus, the pandemic, it started from memory, in Cook County on January 24th, 2020. In Peoria, the first case appeared on March 16th, 2020. So if you come up with a growth rate in terms of the net shift method that I have prescribed in the paper, then we will see that Peoria is, it's bad during those two-week period, but overall, it's doing okay. It's only 5% compared to the region's 7% median growth per day. In terms of economic development, I don't know whether you had an opportunity to look at the paper that I did on economic impact of COVID-19 on Illinois counties. In there, I have actually, clearly highlighted, for each county what the impact will be. And again, the paper is there, right there, on IARA website. And if you click under publications, you will see the economic impact of COVID-19 on Illinois counties. Do you want to talk about that? Because you asked about economic impact.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just talking about economic impact and just, how this paper as well, just as we're talking about it from an economic development perspective overall, what factors or what data points should we perhaps be looking at in making sure we're making smart decisions on reopening and, moving at a pace we should be moving at, if that's kind of your focus here.
Yeah, so one of the issues with Peoria is, I'm sure that you're aware of mobility scores from Google. It actually tracks people movements, right? So, compared to the previous year, the same time period, if that's indexed as 100 in terms of people going out for retail and recreation purposes. And now if you look at mobility now during the COVID time period, say roughly from March to end of June, then you have a score which could be 64, which is 36% less than last year's mobility. That mobility index says that people in Peoria, don't really scale down in terms of grocery shopping, and that also includes visits to pharmacy and so on. Again, the paper clearly highlights what's happening in Peoria compared to the rest of the metro areas and so on. So that's one area where, we don't see any downward sloping trend. But if you think in terms of, parks, visiting parks and so on, then people have reduced their mobility, visiting parks. Grocery and pharmacies, the trend is almost up. And if you think in terms of visiting parks, the trend is downward sloping. Again, the paper shows how much impact it's going to be in terms of employment losses and also dollar value. To really summarize, metro counties that are going to be impacted more in terms of this virus, in terms of and also economic recovery, is going to be really troubling for counties like Henry, McLean, and Monroe. And if you think in terms of the countries that are going to really recover fast, that's going to be like Alexander, Marshall, Ford, and so on. So, I have, based on mobility scores and COVID-19 growth rate, come up with a classification. Is this recovery going to be rapid, like a V-shaped recovery, or is it going to be like very slow? And based on that, we have classified counties. And, the paper outlines where the county is going to be. And I'm just actually trying to look for Peoria information. And Peoria is, it's actually based on my computations, Peoria is likely to achieve a sharp economic recovery, in spite of, the county having more African-American population. And of course, I'm sure that you know this, that the probability of people 65 plus getting infected is almost 40%. It's 0.4 in probability, terminology. So in spite of Peoria having more African-Americans than the, state average numbers and so on, but still, it's going to, my predictions are it's going to have a sharp economic recovery.
And that's just because people haven't, when we're talking about mobility, then you talked about like grocery shopping, for instance, like people haven't ramped down on some of these activities as much as they have in areas like, say, McLean.
That's correct. Based on the calculation of, two variables. One is the growth rate of COVID-19 in the county, and also the mobility scores. And also based on, the employment insurance claims data, we have come up with predictions in terms of how the recovery is going to be, whether it's going to be sharp, whether it's going to be, slow, and so on. So Peoria is, showing a rapid recovery.
Okay, that makes sense. Is there anything else that we should talk about or that you would like to include that we have not yet touched upon or that you think we should expand upon?
One of the things I wanted to touch upon is, again, we are just actually analyzing data for 2 weeks, June 1 to June 14th, and then we see a spike in number of cases in Peoria County. That's because of, I'm sure that you know about this, the breakup, in a sense the spread, rapid spread in long-term care facility, in Peoria County. And also, the population, the 65 plus, they are the ones that are affected. And I think from memory, the case to fatality ratio for Peoria is 6%. For the whole metro region, it's like around 7%. So, even there, Peoria is doing well. The economic impact analysis clearly shows that Peoria is on the road to recovery. So, the paper clearly outlines the demographics and also relates all those variables, mobility, Google mobility ratings, COVID-19 growth, case to fatality rate, and also the unemployment insurance filings sector wise, and then we come up with the classification, and with if you imagine a 2x2 grid with counties cross classified with employment losses, and also the trend in terms of recovery, Peoria is really expected to recover quickly. And what I'm trying to do is really cater to the needs of economic developers and healthcare professionals in terms of what's happening. And again, the paper that you referred to, the shift index, is really a demonstration of how they should start thinking in terms of COVID-19 spread, the numbers, and it's not a simple comparison. You need to actually start thinking in terms of a benchmark, and then you need to benchmark your, say, for example, metro or non-metro region, and compare how you are performing in terms of managing the pandemic. And again, mobility scores and unemployment insurance claims, they all give us some information in terms of what's going to happen to the economy. And when we put all these variables into a model, we came up with the prediction that Peoria is on the road to rapid recovery.
Well, that is some good news for Peoria, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem at all.